It's a new paradigm, and we're leading it. For the women ready to unbind themselves from the shackles of business that feels like gray cubicles and stuffy suits, for business that feels like creativity and magic, for the women ready to trade in rigid boxes for delicious feminine flow. It's time for feminine leadership and business done differently. Businesses built from equal parts intuition and strategy, creativity and logic, structure and flow. We're taking up space with uniquely differentiated brands. We're messaging with equal parts head and heart. And for the women going to the top, we're scaling with structural excellence to allow our feminine flow to dance, equal parts pleasure and precision roaring into the marketplace. I'm Catherine Morrison, and I'm helping women from ground zero to multiple millions do just that. From spiritual awakenings to parsing through nuanced funnel data, from creative urges and intuitive knowings to the most razor-sharp business strategy on the market, I've got you covered. I spent my career scaling 8- and 9-figure companies, had a massive spontaneous Kundalini awakening, and now I'm on a mission to help women build businesses that make the world a better place. We're doing it our way, and we're doing it in style. This is Ascension Through Entrepreneurship. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, and welcome to the quiz results series. Listen, when this quiz came into me, it was like, I don't even know, what were like giant scientific discoveries? It was like, actually, there was a time Nikola Tesla, when he, like a rotating current, some sort of engine. It was like he was walking outside, just relaxing outside, and literally the vision of the engine dropped into his mind. And then he had to spend like years figuring out how would I actually engineer and build that, right? And I feel like this is what happens when you are in flow with your alignment and your mission and what you're meant to call in on the planet. You get these big things that just drop in. And one of the things for me, if you've been close to me for more than a minute, you know everything I teach starts from brand, which is your being, right? It's your fundamental frequency. It's your unique codes that make you really unique. It's why people ultimately hire you, right? And so as I have coached hundreds and hundreds of people from ground zero to multiple millions over the years, I started realizing that there are these four different archetypes that people tend to fit within. And I am a huge strategy fan. Listen, I spent my career in business development, scaling like 8- and 9-figure companies. I love me some strategy, but only when it's aligned strategy. And so when I was just sort of doing my thing one day, this idea of the quiz dropped into me and it became so clear in a moment. It was like, it's these four types of people. These are the aligned strategies. These are their internal motivators. This is why they do what they do. And it solves so much, because one of the things that has just made me furious in the online space for like years is how many people are following strategies that take them out of their natural gifts and skills. They're like trying to do stuff that they suck at, and they're trying to do stuff that they hate because somebody on a podcast or somebody in a program said, this is the formula, this is the 5-step formula, this is the thing to do. And the reason why I'm always wanting to start with you all with brand and the Brand Alchemy Accelerator is that once we get super clear on your unique codes, then when you come into my higher level rooms, it's so much easier to build the strategy because we know what your unique stuff is, right? And so today, obviously in the accelerator, we're covering this. It's like today we're covering like all of humanity in four buckets, and in the accelerator we get down to, and within that bucket, how do we make it even more juicy, even more granular, right? But for those of you who have taken the quiz and you got the passionate helper as your quiz result, I'm talking to you today. And the passionate helper, it was very fun. At this point, I think thousands of people have taken the quiz. And if at last I checked, I think it's between 50 and 60% of people that have taken the quiz are fitting into this. And it's important that I say that, because a lot of the helping professions, because of who I am, I tend to attract a lot of people. We care a lot about people. So it makes sense that that would come in. And so to start to recognize there's a lot of strategies and things being talked about online that aren't for passionate helpers. And so if you think about what a passionate helper is and what makes someone that be the thing, it's their internal motivator is the thing is genuinely connecting with and helping humans. You're like literally driven by having like a profound connection, like meaningful depth of connection, and providing service to people that you have that depth of connection to, right? And so the passionate helpers, your people that like your business, it's not, it's really just like, it's not a business to make money oftentimes. Obviously you want that. You want it to provide for you to like live well, but it's about, you're like, it's a means to an end for me to just have a conduit to connect with and help humans. It's a conduit for me to be able to like connect with and serve the people that I really know that I'm meant here to serve. And that what that basically creates is your greatest fulfillment comes from when you're actually in connection with people. It comes from when you're actually in close proximity, talking to people, connecting with people, listening to people. There's a lot of jobs that love humanity, but like they don't want to connect with people. I was actually just talking about, we have neighbors we're very close with, and the guy is an architect. He cares deeply about people, but he's extremely introverted. And so his contribution to humanity is sitting like behind his desk and like doing draft drawings of the most beautiful buildings that he's thought through every single moment of how their body would move through the space so that they have the most incredible existence. But he doesn't want to be in deep connection with people, actually. He doesn't want to be like in communion talking to all the people that he's building the buildings for. And that's okay, because that's for who he is. He's in his alignment. But for the passionate helper, you actually get your fulfillment from being connected, whether it's in person or on Zoom, things like that. Like you actually love being connected with other humans. And so it's really important as you think about building your business that you're picking strategies that put you in flow with that. Now, of course, there's certain things. This is one of the things we say in the accelerator is like, we do things that take us out of our comfort zone to put us into our alignment, right? And so there might be something like for the passionate helper, probably something like going to in-person networking events, going into online communities and like really becoming embedded with and connecting with people in those communities are great strategies for you. There might be something if you feel nervous, right, about showing up, about being seen, all of that kind of stuff. And that's just internal rebrand work that you've got to do so that you can actually effectively implement the best strategies for you, which is that if you're honest, if you could like get over like the nervousness around that, you actually do like talking to people. And so if you could feel like there was no lack of self-confidence, and if you could show up totally like full of yourself, not in like a boastful way, but like you feel at peace with who you are when you enter a space, then that leaves you whole and able to connect really deeply with people very quickly. And so your path is one of impact. It's not measured in numbers, but it's in the depth of the connections that you forge and the lives you touch. And so for you as a passionate helper, the most effective marketing strategies, you want to pick things that put you in flow with that, right? And so you want to think about relationship-based marketing, where personal connections and trust are paramount. You're the type that generally, when you come to work with me, you have very high client retention and like you never had to learn quote unquote like retention strategies. It's just something that's very natural because you care about your people and you're connected to them and they want to continue working with you, right? And so you want to think about if that's my zone of business brilliance, how do I double down on that? How can I really, like, if that's my thing, is like my zone is like I'm really good with people, how can I leverage that as my gift? And so you could think about what would that mean at networking groups in your local area? What would that mean in different online communities? And how can you form relationships with people that either run the groups or anything like that, right? Where you could then form a relationship that allows you to create opportunities to meet new clients. This could look like even just going to a networking event, right? And really being the person there that, like, you know, most people when they go to networking events, they're like insecure. So they're like all just kind of like boasting and talking about themselves. But your jam is like, oh, no. Like, I actually love to drop in and connect with people. Do you know how, like, what a relief that would be to so many people at a networking event to have like a genuine human connection instead of like all of the posturing that so often happens, right? And so you want to think about, as a passionate helper, holy shit, that makes me unique. That makes me stand out. This is like my zone of business brilliance. And where, like, where is there a deficit of that? And where can I go and fill it in and actually create clients from that being something where there's like, everything's just economics, right? It's supply and demand. And so at a networking event where everyone's posturing and people aren't being genuine, that's your genuine desire and your open heart is in low supply. So it will be in very high demand for people to connect with that. It will be very refreshing in an environment like that. In your marketing online, you can think about using storytelling in your messaging to really connect with people. Your style of marketing and messaging is not going to be like the super linear, logical, like, let me tell you the bullet points and blah, 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 right? Your style, if you're really going to lean into your strengths, it's much more, how can I just connect? How can I still tell stories from my life that will actually create this very human, this deep moment of connection when the story that you're sharing is something that allows someone else to see something within themselves, right? And so when you think about, this is your unique gift to the world, is that ability to connect with other humans. And so when you get into your head about like, this is not proper marketing, this is not blah, 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 right? You actually take yourself out of your unique genius and your unique gift as someone who is like, what is marketing but just connecting with people, right? And so you don't need to make it like super complicated. Obviously, there might be some things in your messaging if you're using like jargon from your industry that like people don't understand. You don't want to do that, right? But I think storytelling is a way in which you can teach things, right? Tools, concepts, things like that. And it will communicate what you're wanting to communicate in ways where it's very much not the traditional, first you start with the hook and then you do this thing and then you do blah, 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 which to you probably feels quite transactional and it doesn't feel good in your body to do. And so I would lean on, okay, but I'm good at this type over here, so let me just continue to do that. You can also think about, if you're marketing on platforms where there's some sort of back and forth engagement, you could do something like, for instance, on Instagram, there are things where you could be posting on stories and prompting people to actually connect with you, to have that back and forth conversation, to really develop a relationship with the people that are following you. You could put out polls, you could have question stickers, like think of really fun things that it's like you just put yourself in flow of, I love connecting with people. How can I connect with them today? Right? And when you really put yourself in flow of there, everything that I'm telling you about, they're just strategies that take the form of the energy of connection. You also want to think about highlighting testimonials and stories that showcase the depth of your client relationships and the personal transformation that whatever it is that you're selling facilitates. Right? So I have had people work with me that are like photographers that do these incredible sessions for women that are like really stepping into a higher level. And if you are a photographer, maybe you're doing something where you're not just telling your own story then, you're then telling the testimonial of a story of the woman that came to you and this beautiful photo shoot that you planned and everything that you did and how when you watched her behind the lens of your camera, you watched her come alive in a way that you'd never seen her come alive before. Things like that. Or maybe I think a lot of passionate helpers, you're in oftentimes the helping professions, right? So a lot of coaches will fit this profile, a lot of spiritual healers, things within that, therapy, psychology, things where it's like your whole desire is to connect with and serve humans. And so how can you, because when people talk about like, give value, and you've been taught that value is some like really lame, like manufactured way of like writing content, what your unique value is, what your value is to the collective, is your ability to be real and authentic and connect deeply. And so if you're able to actually showcase how that is something that is true in the testimonials, in the marketing that you're putting out, because that's your unique magic, and then if you're then bringing that into your conscious awareness and wrapping that into how you're marketing, you're going to bring more people to you that they see that and it like awakens something deep inside of them. And they're like, oh my gosh, I would love for someone to hold me like that. I would love for someone to support me like that. I would love for someone to facilitate transformation like that. I would love to have an experience that I can see in this person's marketing from this like client case study or testimonial that this is something that they're uniquely able to do, right? And so when you're aware that that's your business brilliance zone, you're able to actually really consciously bring it into your marketing and call more clients in through that. In terms of your messaging, some of the highest impact angles that you want to pursue are things around centering stuff around the personal impact and the deep connections that your services offer. Because if that's your business brilliance zone, then that's your unique point of value. There are some clients, right? Everything is brand the same way that like, what is it? Is it Volvo that sells safety, right? So like Volvo as a brand sells safety. That's the brand promise of Volvo. And then something like Mercedes sells luxury. That's the brand promise of Mercedes. That's what literally makes the car valuable to its buyers, is what its brand promise is, right? And so if you're thinking about this for you, your brand promise is that depth of connect. It's why people are going to buy from you versus the other people, right? So if you can really have your messaging center around the personal impact and the deep connections that your services are able to offer, that's going to call more of the right people to you. You also want to emphasize the more tailored, individualized approach that you take with each client, because that's going to really showcase and facilitate whatever that depth of connection is. So again, if we go back to something like the photographer, I remember I had a photo shoot where it was incredible. Like she thought through everything. They had the makeup artist. They had my favorite champagne. They had like the whole vibe was just set for me. I think they'd even like gotten some of my favorite music. Like I felt like I walked in and I was a princess, right? And so I think that's an example of something where, and that depends if it, like if you're what your brand positioning is. If you're not like a higher end brand, maybe you're not doing something that bespoke. That might be more of our sophisticated savants, which is another one of the result types, right? But if you're doing something where it is something that is, there's a personalized part of it, you want to actually demonstrate that and talk about that in your messaging. Also, you're allowed to talk about the joy and fulfillment that you get from helping other people. That is for someone, because if we remember, this is your business brilliance zone, is like you are like a person that just feels very safe. And if you just have something where you're like, are just your heart is open and you're just sharing how deep and impactful. Maybe you have like an incredible session with someone. Maybe you're a personal stylist and you have the most incredible transformation story of maybe a woman who had, I don't know. Like I just remember I hired a personal stylist after I was like in a mom hole after having three kids. And it was so helpful to have a personal stylist like look at me and see me in my highest expression and help me develop a closet that represented that. Like, you get to talk about how fulfilling you're like, oh my gosh, to see a woman like really step into her power and dress with confidence and have that full thing. Like whatever the thing is that you're selling, express the heart of it for yourself, because that is what your ideal people are drawn to you because of that quality that you have within yourself. All right. Here's a few different ways to know if your current strategies are misaligned. If you're feeling disconnected from people, that's a problem because we have talked about your genuine fulfillment comes from connecting with people. So if you're feeling disconnected, it's a clear sign, like what can you shift to actually create and open up connection to people? If you're also, that's like so common to have things around like marketing that are like be data driven, be all of these things, and for you, that oftentimes you might be like, and listen, this is where I think too, like when you come and work with me personally, I am now having my masterminders. They're like, okay, I was torn between these two results and it was this one and this one. And I was this on this question. And this was another one. So we can like personalize their strategy more, but like generally passionate helpers, they don't like strategies that feel impersonal or transactional. So something like a funnel and looking at a lot of data will make you feel contracted in your body. It won't feel good. That is not a strategy that will feel aligned for you. Also, if you're feeling the need to prioritize and like to make your business about metrics versus your unique ability to connect and help on a deep level. I think there's some things, like I've thought a lot about this. There's sort of like two different types of people that I help. Some are business owners who have a digital presence. And then once someone's coming into something like my Pleasure and Precision Mastermind, they are a full-on digital, fully digital entrepreneur. And for a lot of passionate helpers, they oftentimes don't ever want to scale, which actually brings me to common business advice that you should avoid, is there's just been a lot of like squawking in the online space about seven figures this and seven figures that. And for most passionate helpers, they get their most fulfillment from doing one-on-one work or doing small group work. And it's something that it's like likely, maybe it's like a, you know, $300,000 a year business and your heart sings and that's great for you, right? And so I think there's just certain things to recognize as a passionate helper and feel into your heart what the truth is. If this doesn't feel true, then throw it in the garbage. But most passionate helpers that I have ended up coaching, I have to coach them out of their thought process of, oh, well, if I really want to have an impact, then I need to scale and like help thousands of people. And this is like the thought I've had about this, which is like, there are some types that it is like their gift for the collective is to go very big and to have huge ideas and to have like huge strategies. And like, there's like big collective energy, big scaled energy, right? Someone like Benjamin Franklin or like other historical figures that have like Mahatma Gandhi, right? Like people that have like, they've had very big visions, very big ideas that have like change the course of humanity. Very important. That's lovely. But you know who else is really important to us? Your mom. Right? And so if you think about going back to the passionate helper and their gift for the collective, am I grateful that we have historical figures like Mahatma Gandhi and Benjamin Franklin and like, I don't even know, Pablo Picasso? Like, am I so happy we have visionary creatives and big ideas people and these people that like their gift is going huge into the collective? I'm so grateful. But also none of that would mean anything to me if I didn't have my mom. And so when you think about the passionate helper, it's that, right? It's not like your impact. Think about the impact that our mothers have on us. This is not to say you're going to be somebody's mom, but you get my point, right? It's like the example that I gave, actually, if you've watched the Growth and Scale series, is the sort of brand of like the passionate helper is like your favorite local business that maybe has a barista that you just have a relationship with. And then one of your favorite parts of your day is going in and getting your coffee and connecting with that barista. And you have a super warm relationship and you know the name of their dog and they know the name of your kids. And it's like, it's something that makes actually like the value of the coffee. It's not even about the frickin' coffee. It's about the relationship with the barista and having that experience, right? That barista is not meant to scale. That barista, if they're in their alignment, is meant to be someone on the ground having that depth of connection with the community. And so for the passionate helper, you get to be that. You get to be that one of those connections that is like, it's not like you're going to be on some giant like stage necessarily, but you are going to be extremely important like to a community, to the small community that you touch. And it's like the kind of thing where it's like, listen, we're not going to go, you're free and clear of dying soon, right? But I've thought about this, but I feel like it's like the passionate helpers that like when they pass, the people that come like from far and wide to see them because of like who that person was to them personally on like a deep level, just brings so many people out of the woodwork from so many different chapters because that was just who they were, right? And so I think like that is your gift to the world, is you are here to deeply connect with a smaller number of people, and that's okay. other common business advice that is not for you is like people that are trying to stress you out about going super viral online and doing like silly things like dancing and pointing at things so that you can go viral and sign clients. That strategy is misaligned for you. It's much more aligned to embed yourself deeply into other, either it might be other people's communities before you develop your own community, and to become someone that's known there and trusted there. I cannot tell you the number of people I have helped grow, and like their first six figures, multiple six figures, just comes from being someone that is really trusted and is part of some other community that then gives them this like beautiful flow of clients while they figure out their branding and their messaging. And then the other thing is like when advice seems contrived or like it creates a dynamic of like, oh my gosh, I've got to like get these people to do this thing. Because again, remember, like for you, it's that feeling you want to trust, get into the feeling of connection. And when you're in the energy of manipulation, that's a very different energy than of connection. I don't think anyone should be in the energy of manipulation, right? But like there's going to be things that like, there's even like marketing strategies that for other people energetically would not feel like manipulation. They would just feel like good. They would feel like, oh yeah, like I'm just doing this thing. But like for you, it would register that way in your body because of how you're designed, right? And so this is a full roundabout way of like, these are the marketing strategies. These are the messaging angles. These are all of the things. And this is like your growth path this year, right? Like take this episode, listen to it a million times, do whatever you need to do. And then if you feel called to work with me deeper in any of my spaces, I would love to have you. If you want to go deeper into really understanding like the Passionate Helper, it's a brand archetype, right? And we do a lot of archetypes work in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. So if you're really feeling drawn to diving deeper into, okay, this is like the sort of broad overview of like my unique brilliance, but how can I really double click into like like going even deeper, layers down into how can we make it more personalized for you? The Brand Alchemy Accelerator is a beautiful place. Or if you're already feeling like you feel quite aligned, like you're like, okay, like this is just sort of confirming everything I already knew. I'm already kind of doing that. And you would love help with then actually executing some of these aligned business strategies. I would love to help you in the Words Are Wands Mastermind. But for now, take this episode, apply these things, recognize this is your zone of business brilliance. And if you can stay on this path, I promise business building will feel more easeful. It will feel more fulfilling. And you will just learn to love your business so much more than listening to all the podcasts and all the people and do this and do that. And then like wondering, am I doing it wrong? Everything that we cover here today is like, this is what is right for you. This is what is right for you. Trust yourself, lean into this and go. I love you all so much. If you are loving what you are learning on the podcast, you are going to be over the moon inside of my programs. There are only three core skills you need as an entrepreneur: branding, messaging, and scaling. When you aren't signing the number of clients you want, it's only one of two problems. First, you're either not attracting people to work with you, or you're attracting the wrong kinds of buyers. And that is a branding problem. Or you're not communicating effectively to the people you've attracted in, so they're sitting on the fence instead of raising their hands to come work with you. And that is a messaging problem. Once your branding and messaging is on point, you get a new problem. We call it a champagne problem around here, and that's always the type of problems I want to be helping you solve. And that new problem is that you have way too many people wanting to work with you. The demand for your service is way higher than the time you have in a day. And that's where scaling comes in. For women going to the top, we're setting up scalable offers, scaled marketing, and a company where you have support from team and systems so that your business finally is something taking care of you instead of you feeling like the business is one more thing you have to take care of. No matter where you are on your journey, I have the exact program to help you.
We work on your brand inside the Brand Alchemy Accelerator and your messaging inside the Words Are Wands Mastermind. And for those ready to expand from solopreneur to entrepreneur running a company, I help you do it in a pleasure-filled way inside of the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind. Branding, messaging, and scaling. These three skills make up the triple threat skill set stack and are the clearest, fastest pathway for your business to bloom in ways you never dreamt possible. To learn more and join us, head to www.catherinemorsoncoaching.com. I'll see you there.